as we begin this Holy Week, Father Carey always says it this way. You know, he always talks about the Easter Vigil being the mother of all liturgies. It's truly the end of our year and the beginning of our year. Everything flows from all of the different things that happen during this week. Tomorrow, the priests of the Archdiocese will join the Archbishop at the Chrism Mass. And it's at that Mass, where he's with all of his brother priests, that we remember the time of the washing of the feet and the Last Supper, where his priests were with him. That's the time where the Archbishop will consecrate all of those oils that we use for the sacraments throughout the entire year, and they go out into every single part of our Archdiocese to be used for that whole entire year. And on that very same vigil, of course, we'll bless that candle that'll be with us during the Easter season, and that every baptism and every funeral that we have here. It's a huge, this is the most important time of year for us as Catholics. And it's the time where we can encounter Christ the most. We really can if we give ourselves fully to this week, in this whole entire year, this one week. So I want to read something to you, just a very, very brief thing from Pope Benedict's encyclical. It's called Deus Caritas Est. It's probably one of the best things that he ever wrote while he was the Pope. And I heard Archbishop Sample share this with the seminarians at Bishop White Seminary, where I was just with him yesterday and a couple of days before. This is the very, very beginning of this letter that Pope Benedict wrote. He said, God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. These words from the first letter of John express with remarkable clarity the heart of the Christian faith, the Christian image of God, and the resulting image of mankind and its destiny. In the same verse, St. John also offers a kind of summary of the Christian life. We have come to know and to believe in the love God has for us. And here's the important part. We have come to believe in God's love. In these words, the Christian can express the fundamental decision of his life. Being Christian is not the result of an ethical choice or a lofty idea, but the encounter with an event, a person, which gives life a new horizon and a new decisive direction. An encounter with an event, a person, which gives new horizon and decisive decision to our life. You can see the power of God manifested in that very first gospel that we read at the back of the church. What did Christ do? He sat on a colt that had never been sat on before. I don't know a whole lot about animals, but how do you think a donkey would react if you sat on one that had never been sat on before? And yet Christ just hops aboard. And then for those of you who are familiar with Star Wars, he's the originator of the Jedi mind trick, okay? So like if we all remember in Star Wars, they're looking for the droids, right, that have the information that they're looking for, and the stormtroopers are asking them, you know, what does Obi-Wan say? It's just like, these are not the droids you're looking for, right? He just like waves his hand, and he's like, these are not the droids we're looking for. Move on. He just repeats that, you know, they're so weak-minded, they just move on. You know, what does they say? Just go to this guy, say, I need the donkey, and say, the master has need of it. And they're like, well, in that case, go ahead, right ahead and take it, right? He has command of everything. And the thing that we have forgotten in the world at large is that it is because the very thing that we are about to celebrate, his resurrection, a lot of people in this day and age want to doubt that he was ever here. But it was because of the encounter that real human beings, just like you and me, had with the actual man Jesus Christ on this earth, that it changed their life so much and all the people around it. Remember, not just the 12, not just the 70 other apostles that followed Jesus very, very closely, but hundreds of people watched him die on the cross, the very thing that we commemorate today. And then hundreds more people will see him alive again. And it's the encounter what they had with him as a real person that is how it ever got into our hands in the first place. Because every one of your ancestors and the people before them and the people before them, all the way back to people who knew Christ himself, had encounters with each other and subsequently encounters with Christ because of the message that they passed on. It's all of us here in this church. A real historical event. Not some idea or a philosophy or anything like that. Remember, Pontius Pilate is caught in the same lie. He looks at the truth himself. Remember, Jesus himself says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And Pilate says, what is truth? And he's actually encountering it, and he doesn't see it. There's thousands and thousands of people who are still in that same spot this very day on this earth. But we remember the thief on the cross. What does he do? He brings his life of darkness into the light of Christ in the midst of Christ's suffering and his own suffering. This past few days, I just mentioned I was at a seminary in Spokane called Bishop White Seminary. And this is for younger men, like 18, 19, 20-year-old men, young guys. And I was sitting in on some of their evaluations, some of our own men in the Archdiocese of Portland studying to become priests. One of the most beautiful things that I saw is some of them take struggles in their life and bring them out of the darkness into the light of Christ. Do you know what happens when you do that? Like that moment, that encounter that the good thief has with Christ? You might think of that moment in the Passion of Christ movie where the serpent is crawling on the ground and Jesus stomps on it. Where we see all the art of our Blessed Mother stomping on the head of the serpent. That is exactly what happens when our life of sin and darkness is brought into the light of Christ. You give Satan no more power. In that moment, he's absolutely stripped of it because everything is in the open in front of Christ. And if you bare yourself to him in that way, like the good thief did, then what happens? You will be with me again in paradise. This very day, he says. That's how powerful the Lord's forgiveness is. We'll go through the rest of this week, and again, we'll read the Passion on Good Friday from the Gospel of John. And it has some poignant and important differences in there. Remember, that's when John, who has an encounter with Christ, who becomes one of his priests, one of his own, Mary, who has an encounter, the most intimate encounter with her son, is there at the cross. And Jesus entrusts John into Mary's care, into each other's care. We are John. Every one of us, every single man and woman who is a beloved son and daughter of Jesus Christ, is entrusted into the care of Christ at that moment on the cross. He did not spare himself anything that every single one of us experiences on this earth. The only thing that he was not was a sinner. But he experienced loss and suffering and fear. But all of those things turn into life for every single one of us. So as we begin this Holy Week, remember, bare yourself to Christ. Stand in his light. And then Satan has no grip over you. And you will be with him one day in paradise. God bless you all.